A surprise gift from a listener on Farmer's Market Day led KNKX's Dick Stein and food commentator Nancy Leeson to Fun with Fungus. We hear all about it on today's Food for Thought.
That's the coolest thing happened last Thursday, right here in our new studios on Broadway in Tacoma. Thursday is Farmer's Market Day. Lady comes to the door holding a paper bag, and she said, "I just got these. I wanted you to have them." And it was a bag full of all these beautiful mushrooms, all kinds of fancy mushrooms.
Ones that she had just bought at the market.
That she had just bought at that mushroom stand.
So, okay, who was she? She was just some lady?
Her name was Diane. That was
she just wanted to show some love.
She just wanted to show some love,
right,
and she gave me this paper bag full of beautiful mushrooms. There were fresh shiitakes, oyster mushrooms, lobster mushrooms. Mm-hmm. There were these ones, I think they're called cauliflower mushrooms, feathery, white. So I thank her profusely. And then I think, well, what am I going to do with these mushrooms? So I started looking up. I thought, well, I feel like pasta. And what I found was this recipe for pasta with mushrooms, pancetta, and wilted greens.
I can't imagine anything tasting better than that. I hope that you put a little garlic in there.
It did not call for garlic, but I put some in anyway. It came out absolutely great, but I want to talk about a couple of little tweaks that I think would be good to know about if you try it. One of the things that I really liked about this recipe was you don't cook the pasta in water. You cook the pasta in the actual broth that you're going to make the sauce out of.
Really absorbs all the flavors.
It absorbs all the flavors.
And
the stock absorbs some of the starch from the pasta. Now, in the recipe, it says after you've sauteed the pancetta and the mushrooms and shallots and everything else in there, you take those out and then you put the dry pasta in that skillet, add the broth, and cook it off in there. I would suggest just cook it separately in a taller, narrower pot, because a wide skillet like I use, there's too much surface area, and the amount of broth that it calls for will not completely cover the pasta.
You were using dried pasta?
Yes.
If you were using fresh pasta, that would have worked beautifully.
It probably would have, but I use dried pasta.
Which only goes to prove not every recipe is foolproof. So here's what I want to know, Stein.
What?
Have you ever gone mushroom hunting?
No, I never have. DeGroote used to all the time. She'd come home with these giant bags of chanterelles.
Well, this is a wonderful time to go mushroom hunting. In fact, I was having lunch with my friend Jean recently, and she told me she was walking down the street in Ballard and came across somehow, some way, a porcini mushroom.
What? Growing wild in Ballard?
Absolutely. While I wouldn't suggest people going and picking out mushrooms without knowing what they are, being with someone who does, when Nate was little, Matt had got some guy to take us on this amazing chanterelle hunt, and we had baskets full. We walked and walked, and the guy knew exactly where we were going and what we were going to find at the specific time. I believe it was November, and they were glorious. It was like love.
Well, I'm going to put a link to this recipe for pasta with mushrooms and pancetta and wilted greens on the knkx.org Food for Thought post. And by the way, you can use any kind of greens you want. I use kale because I happen to have some. You could even use dandelion greens.
Any greens will do. You know what you can even do?
What?
You can take that mesclun salad mix that everybody buys
at the store,
and throw a handful of that in.
Just throw them in at the end, just until they wilt a little bit. It's a terrific combination of flavors. Great kind of fall flavors.
Before we go, what about washing mushrooms or not?
There's this myth that if you wash mushrooms, they're going to soak up all the water just like little sponges. It just isn't true. You can wash them. They're not going to gain any water. Maybe a little bit, but nowhere near enough to make any difference.
Or just brush them off. But you know what? They're 90% water to begin with.
So don't worry about it.
With that fun guy, Dick Stein.
She's Miss Magic Mushroom, Nancy Leeson.